Steve Trinity Resources, ISE 3, Listening 20. You're going to hear a talk about a type of pollution. You will hear the talk twice. The first time, just listen. Then, I'll ask you to tell me generally what the speaker is talking about. Are you ready? I have to be slightly careful about when to record these little talks, because if my neighbours start cranking out tunes in their backyard, well, it's not going to work. Indeed, we often don't realise just how much noise pollution there is in our everyday lives until we actively listen to the surroundings. Birdsong, insects, passing cars, chatter on the street, it's endless. This is actually why background noise is dangerous, because we get used to it and ignore it, so it stresses us out without our being able to put our fingers on exactly why we feel like that. There's still plenty of debate about how exactly noise affects us, but the literature is clear that excessive noise should be avoided. It can lead to hearing damage, high blood pressure, and sleep disturbance. Sadly, it's not just us that it affects, as many animals interact with sound more than sight. Birds and bats are prime examples, as they use sound to communicate, find mates, and even navigate the air. Pollution interferes with all of this. The biggest source of noise pollution the world over is road traffic. 15 meters from a busy road, it can reach 80 decibels, while 85 decibels is considered harmful with over 8 hours exposure. Governments have known this for a long time and try to take measures to alleviate the impact. The areas around motorways are often reforested, for example. Obviously, this is not possible in the city centre. Legislation against excessive noise at certain times of the day is common, and the police in many countries can confiscate stereos and issue fines to noisy neighbours. A novel experiment in India had the traffic lights programmed to remain on red for longer when drivers made too much noise honking their horns. Will they realise that it is in their interest to quieten down? The results of the Honk More, Wait More trial are not yet clear. New roads made from recycled plastic and fine-grained materials also tend to be quieter, as less air is trapped between the tyres and the road surface. Maybe the biggest leap in reducing noise pollution will come when electric vehicles make up the majority of road transport and combustion engines are not so ubiquitous. I'd suggest that the importance of sound pollution is currently underestimated, and it's high time we thought more carefully about how we design transport systems and cities in audio terms. Can you tell me in one or two sentences what the speaker was talking about? Now listen to the talk again. This time make some notes as you listen if you want to. Then I'll ask you to tell me what problems of and solutions to noise pollution the speaker identifies. Are you ready? I have to be slightly careful about when to record these little talks, because if my neighbours start cranking out tunes in their backyard, well, it's not going to work. Indeed, we often don't realise just how much noise pollution there is in our everyday lives until we actively listen to the surroundings. Birdsong, insects, passing cars, chatter on the street, it's endless. This is actually why background noise is dangerous, because we get used to it and ignore it, so it stresses us out without our being able to put our fingers on exactly why we feel like that. There's still plenty of debate about how exactly noise affects us, but the literature is clear that excessive noise should be avoided. It can lead to hearing damage, high blood pressure, and sleep disturbance. Sadly, it's not just us that it affects, as many animals interact with sound more than sight. Birds and bats are prime examples, as they use sound to communicate, find mates, and even navigate the air. Pollution interferes with all of this. The biggest source of noise pollution the world over is road traffic. 15 meters from a busy road, it can reach 80 decibels, while 85 decibels is considered harmful with over 8 hours exposure. Governments have known this for a long time and try to take measures to alleviate the impact. The areas around motorways are often reforested, for example. Obviously, this is not possible in the city centre. Legislation against excessive noise at certain times of the day is common, and the police in many countries can confiscate stereos and issue fines to noisy neighbours. A novel experiment in India had the traffic lights programmed to remain on red for longer when drivers made too much noise honking their horns. Will they realize that it is in their interest to quieten down? The results of the Honk More, Wait More trial are not yet clear. New roads made from recycled plastic and fine-grained materials also tend to be quieter, as less air is trapped between the tires and the road surface. Maybe the biggest leap in reducing noise pollution will come when electric vehicles make up the majority of road transport and combustion engines are not so ubiquitous. I'd suggest that the importance of sound pollution is currently underestimated, and it's high time we thought more carefully about how we design transport systems and cities in audio terms. Now tell me what problems of and solutions to noise pollution the speaker identifies. You have 1 minute to talk.